Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everybody's having a great day. And we're taking a look at some great things going on the weekend of April 6th. The Fowler Center on the campus of Arkansas State University presents an evening with Andy McKee on April 6th. Andy is among the world's finest acoustic guitarists. His youthful energy and attention to song structure and melodic content elevate him above the rest. He entertains both the eye and the ear as he magically transforms the steel guitar into a full orchestra via his use of altered tunings, tapping, percussive hits, and a signature two-handed technique. If you love anything trains, the Arkansas Railroad Museum in Pine Bluff is hosting the 23rd annual Railroadiana show and sale on April 7th. Railroad memorabilia, model trains, tracks, and accessories will all be on hand. There will be all scales N, H, O, O, and G sizes for sale. You can see working modular layouts by model railroad clubs, the infamous Pine Bluff-built steam locomotive 819, other historic engines, passenger cars, cabooses, and a snowplow. And if you've never been to the Arkansas Railroad Museum, it is absolutely an amazing place to check out. I love it. Go there as often as I can. Now, in Marion, it's the second annual Marion Countryside Ride on April 7th. Bike the tranquil Marion countryside on a 14-mile route or choose the more challenging 48-mile route that will take you to the Big River Crossing. Participants will meet back at the Courthouse Square for a delicious lunch with fellow cyclists. And finally, it's the Spring Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show in Siloam Springs on April 7th and 8th. There will be dealers with rough rocks, cut rocks, fine stones, fossils, cabochons, and finished jewelry. Also on tap are demonstrations in construction of jewelry, rock polishing, cabochon making, and flint napping. There's also a silent auction, a kids' area with grab bags, and a treasure chest. It is indeed an event that's fun for the whole family. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.